From NPR News, this is Day to Day, and soon we could all be watching a rerun of the writers' strike. This time, though, it's the actors who are threatening to walk out. The contract between the Screen Actors Guild and Hollywood Studios expires tonight at midnight, and the two sides are still far apart. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, if the actors do go on strike, what will that mean in terms of what's on TV this fall?
Well, Madeline, it would mean fewer new stuff for us to watch this fall. Many fall TV shows normally go back into production in July, and that's right around the time when a strike could happen. So we'd all be missing our new shows. But we'll be seeing fewer shows in the fall anyway because we're still affected by this writer strike that went on from November to February. A lot of pilots just weren't filmed or picked up because of that strike.
So why are the two sides still so far apart? And let's talk about the actors first.
Well, the Screen Actors Guild, or SAG, is pushing for more money on the DVD residuals. Actors get a little bit of money every time a DVD is played, essentially. And that's something the producers have refused to give the other Hollywood unions. And another major sticking point is how the actors are paid when their stuff appears on the internet. And that's the same issue that prompted that writer's strike. This actor's strike, though, is more complicated than the writer's because the two actors' unions, SAG and AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, they're feuding amongst themselves. AFTRA negotiated a contract similar to the one that the writers okayed earlier this year, but SAG's holding out for a better deal. Still, it's hard to imagine a strike in this economic climate.
Yeah, and so what kind of economic effects would a strike have?
Well, I spoke to Kevin Clowden about that. He's an economist at the Milken Institute. He says the writer's strike caused a $2.1 billion loss in economic growth just for California. Now, that includes losses for those who work in crafts and caterers and that sort of thing. And I asked him about the fallout potentially from an actor strike, and it would, he says, have a similar effect. And if you take the whole country into account, it would broaden his $2 billion figure by at least a third.
A true disruption is going to affect New York, but a disruption is also going to affect any other place around the country that's done a great job of luring filming, whether it's North Carolina or Illinois, even Arkansas or Louisiana or anywhere that manages to lure some localized filming. And obviously, even Canada could be affected.
And Clowden says the damage from the actor strike would be magnified because the effects of the writer's strike, as we said, are still going on.
Okay, we talked about television and television production maybe being affected, put on hold at least. What about movies? How would they be affected?
Yeah, movies have a longer lead time, so we might not notice any kind of slowdown movie-wise until next summer. But again, there's a good chance that given the tough economic times, we might not see a strike at all.
Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.